Hey, this is Tammy, and I cannot wait to share the podcast episode I have for you today. But before we dive in, I just wanted to say thank you for those of you who have been leaving me ratings and reviews, and also ask, if you haven't left me a rating and review on Apple Podcast, please do that. It takes like 2 minutes. You don't have to be wordy, but it really does mean a lot. It shows Apple and the algorithms that people are listening to the podcast. It also helps me see what resonates with you and that you're enjoying it. Also, another thing is, if you know of someone who would benefit or would be blessed by listening to one of these episodes or multiple episodes, please share it with them. And if you take a screenshot and tag me in Instagram or Facebook and do that thing, I've never done that before. So, hey, it would be kind of cool. With that, let's dive in. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. Today's episode, well, I'm doing it in my car because, and I don't typically record them in my car, but I have been talking with a client and a friend, and one of the themes that have come up a couple of times is talking about how focusing on personal growth, focusing on self is against the Bible, is not biblical, and how and some of the other excuses that it's like it's not biblical, it's too selfish. I want to have a servant's heart, not a selfish heart. I find it more helpful to focus on others. We are called to serve, not to be served. And I naturally grow. I learn in other situations, so I don't need to focus on personal growth. And I wanted to challenge that a little bit today. I wanted to talk about what happens when you actively, when you actively seek personal growth as a Christian in a biblical way. And I just want three ways. I just wanted to share with you a little bit about my journey and the reasons why I do what I do. And let's face it, we all have been put on this earth for a reason. We've been put on this earth and we've been given an impact. Each of us given an impact to make, right? We have our families to impact. We have our friends. We have our communities. We have our church. We have our, we have these rings of impact. And though they may be, some may be wider, none of them are more important. Your impact with your family and your kids is just as important as someone standing on a stage and speaking to 5 million people. Like, those are the impact, because let's face it, when we're Christians, when we're Christ followers, our purpose is to glorify Christ. Our purpose is to take action and go where He leads us. And His responsibility is the outcome. What's done with it? I mean, we are obedient and He will take it and do the ripple effects, and He will make it into whatever it needs to be, right? Like, and I think we can all agree on that. And I think even that part, I don't think we understand the gravity of that, how your impact that you make every day is so important. And also, we have grace. We don't need to be on point. We don't need to be perfect.
Well, we're never perfect, but we don't need to have all good days to be impactful. We don't have to be inspiring every day. And honestly, at this point, with my teenage journey, my kids are upset at me more than they are inspired by me. I'm just learning to live with the idea that one day they will understand that just as Christ, well, I don't want to say punishes us, just as there's consequences for our actions, that they, and for our own good, that there's boundaries and there's rules we follow for our own good. This is why we parent, right? That was more, I have to remind myself daily because I don't like to make anybody upset, but I'm getting really good at it with my teenagers. But I digress. And we're talking about, so this impact, every day we have a purpose on this earth. And one of the things that we go about and we don't realize that our impact, how important it is, even the little moments, even the day-to-day, the making lunches, the waking up and taking to tennis practice, the driving, and you know, all the things that we do as moms, the thankless things that we do, the grocery shopping, all of these things are to help us make an impact for our families. And then we have impact in our friend group and our community and our churches, and our, you know, our impact really does expand. Whether you believe you are called to make an impact or not, you are an impact maker. You have a purpose. And I think we all deep down know that. We feel that there's something there, something that we're doing is so important, and we don't want to mess it up. So this is where personal growth comes in. This is where my perspective on why Christians should actively seek out personal growth in a very specific way. But right now, I won't talk about that specific way. What I want to talk about is just these three reasons why I think it's important that you and I seek personal growth and development, and we daily choose to understand, even though we don't see the ripple effect of our impact, we choose to know that our day matters, our actions matter, how we choose to spend our day, what we do, who we talk to, how we show up matters. And so luckily, again, it's grace. We don't have to get it right every day. I'm just going to stress that. I do not get it right majority of the days. Every once in a while, I'll get a moment right, and I'm just like, yes, I'm so excited. But like, I nailed that. But then that's quickly followed by things that don't go the way. But the thing is that everything I do, I learn from. So I just want to share with you three reasons why I believe Christians should actively choose personal growth. And I share with you some of the reasons why, some of the excuses that I hear, and I am doing this podcast on the fly. So I haven't gone through and like gotten together all the Bible verses that back up the things that I've said, but they are there. One thing that I want you to embrace is the fact that, what is your heart focus? Are we to serve man, or are we to serve our King, our Father? And just as we love when our kids dive into something they're good at, dive into and learn something and hone their skills and use it, imagine when we start focusing on the gifts that God has given us. Imagine how, like, joy, how the joy He feels in our obedience and discovering them and using them. Okay, well, that wasn't one of the three things I wrote down, but that's definitely one of the main drivers. I don't know why I didn't think of that when I was writing the notes down. But remind yourself as you're listening and as you're trying to decipher, you know, do I actively seek out personal growth and development and spiritual growth? Or do I continue the way life is going? Think about this, because the way I see it is, when I discover how God wired me, the strengths he gave me, and what the gifts and the talents and the time that he gave me. When I learn how to use it effectively, and when I stand in those strengths and talents intentionally, I can walk in obedience easier. His burden is light. I don't have to focus so much on my weaknesses, and which I do learn about, but I don't have to focus so much on those because I have the strengths, the gifts that he's given me to see me through, to use those and lean into those and inspire others with those. So the first one is, what really happens by accident? This is the first one to consider, is what happens by accident? Do you feel like you're overcommitted? Do you know why you're overcommitted? What are you seeking? Like, what are you trying to get? What is the end result you're trying to achieve by being overcommitted? Now, when we step back and we start seeking personal growth, we understand, oh, I'm a people pleaser. God has wired me to care about what others think, to have that compassion. Okay, so how do I put those boundaries around it so I don't overcommit? You know, there's things don't happen by accident. You can add, and I did. Because I could do a lot, I wanted my kids to have everything. I was a sole parent. I'm a widow, and I had two kids that I was raising, and I did not want them to be a victim. I wanted them to embrace life for what it is and know that they have a purpose and they have a calling. And so I would do all the things that I thought that would be good for them to learn about. And one of the reasons when I sat back and I asked myself, okay, why do I do this? I realized it was that it's, I did not want them to miss out on the important things. Okay. So then I gave me some insight to, now I get to ask myself, is this an important thing or not? And I got to reduce all the things that I was doing. Our skills are not, you know, they may be elevated a little bit by accident. We may, because they come naturally to us, but imagine how much you can step into your strength when you do it intentionally instead of haphazardly, or instead of like just because it feels right. You know, how many times does the church, do they call for volunteers? And I'm going to use that as an example because I know that it is important. We're called to serve in church, right? Like, we're a body of believers. We are the church. And so when we serve, like, we are being the church. But how many times have you said yes because you felt obligated because someone needs to step up, but you knew that's not in your gifting? But when you aligned with your gifts to where you serve, because you sat and took the time to develop them, to discover them, that it feels lighter, your impact is stronger, and it actually fills your cup versus draining you. So that's why, because things don't happen by accident. And God does orchestrate things, right? But even there's points in time where if we don't step back and analyze and look and then lean into a direction, then we do get overcommitted. We do get too busy. We don't see the purpose behind things. What does God want for us? So that's the first one. The second one, it's not selfish to understand you. It's allowing you to step into the best version of you and to serve and to give the best version of you. When you know what your strengths are and you know your weaknesses and you know the weaknesses you have take so much energy. And when you step into your strengths, like I said before, it gives you life. Wouldn't you want to serve from that place? And it multiplies instantly. God takes it and he can take any of our service, right? But when it's something that sings to our soul, we have a whole different outlook, energy. We have insight to it in a different way. When you're serving in a way that allows you to enhance and use your strengths and your gifts and your talents, it serving is light. His burden is light. It is easier to see how God created you for such a time as this. We think it's selfish because it's self-development, right? But when we know what our boundaries are, and we put boundaries up, when we know what our energy level, when we know what where our limits are, and we lean into those and we protect those, then we're actually able to model for our families that they are important, because we want to make sure we have enough energy for those who mean the most to us. We also know that it's not selfish, because we do it specifically in a way that we ask God, who am I becoming? Who do I need to become? What have you placed inside of me in order to impact your kingdom? It's not selfish, because when you put on your own mask first, and self-care is, you know, sure, it's all the things that, you know, social media has made it into: a shopping spree, a vacation, a massage, a facial, a day at the, you know, a day walking at the park. All of those are great. But part of whole self-care is taking care of all of your needs and understanding. And you can't take care of them if you don't know what they are. If you don't realize that, you know what, by the end of the day, I am done, and this is why. So let me put in roadblocks. Let me put in rumble strips throughout the day. Let me put moments to refill my needs so that way I can give more. It's not selfish. It's selfless. Because when you take care of you, you can give in a deeper way. The third one is increases faith. And this one is, you know, in Luke 17:5, we're commanded to increase our faith. When I look at how God created me, when I look back at the things that I've been through and how He made me specifically, and He was with me through all of the circumstances, all of the trials, and all the overcoming, it increases my faith like tenfold. When I look back to see where God was in my life and see how He created me for that moment, how He was with me, and how He equipped me for that, my faith increases, which is a command. When my faith, and I see, okay, God, you have something for me. I don't care if this is uncomfortable and this is, and it's hard, and I don't see what the purpose is, or I don't see the outcome, or I don't see two steps ahead of me. I only know that this is my next step. I trust, because I can look back and I can see how He's led me here. When I look, and part of growing is seeing where you were. And friend, when you do that and you look in with a different lens, you don't look as the victim, but you looked as the victor. You look as the, okay, what did I learn? What did I take away? How did I grow in that moment? What did I need to learn in that moment? You have a better understanding of how God wired you, how He created you, and how He wants you to respond in the future. So, when you are taking time to look at your God dreams, when you're taking your time to understand your strengths, where you come from, where you want to go, when you're listening to the heart that God gave you, that is personal growth. That is a spiritual growth. And it's inviting Him. Those self-help books, you know, I read them too. I read them. But typically those are for insights of like, oh, how can I do this better? The question is different when it's like, okay, God, how did you create me for this? What do you want me to do here? How can I help you? And how can I partner with you? Lord, how can you use me? And when you look at that, it changes the perspective. You see how, like, because we were made in his image, which means that when you see how he made you, you're seeing a glimpse of, like, of the art that he's created as well. That you see, you know, how you partner with him. You see how you can be a better Christian. You can see how you're a better faith leader. You can see how your impact is greater because he made you for a specific purpose. So this is one area. This is one area that we are diving into in Shine, our community membership, is we're looking at personal growth and personal development from a perspective of how did God wire me? What is my God-given purpose? Why am I here? What now do I have to offer? How did everything that I've been through, all the stories and themes of my life, lead me to this moment? And what does it mean for tomorrow? Your impact matters. Your story matters. Our histories matter to give us insight to what our future is. And that's what I wanted to share with you. I felt like it was so important why I do so much identity work and I do so much personal growth when it's... Ooh, that car almost hit me. Sorry. Why do I do this? And it's because I know that when I started asking God these questions, when I allowed him to show me why I have the friends I have, why I do the things that I don't want to do, why I do the things I don't want to do and why I can't do the things I want to do. I am getting ready to speak on an online summit. I'm talking about how the Enneagram helped me on my grief journey. That's a whole nother, I'm not going to even get into that because I start going there and it's another 30 minutes minimum. But when I started understanding how he wired me, what I was lacking, where I needed to actively seek him, what were my thorns in the side that I need to stay connected to him for? At that moment, things started to highlight for me. Things started to grow. I started to see what is mine to pick up and what he did not have for me to pick up, what I needed to make sure I actively set down. And personal growth is what helped me. So if you want, I have two one-on-one spots available for the next couple of months. If you want to dive into this, if you're not ready for one-on-one coaching, but you still are like, okay, Tammy, I want to know how I make an impact where I am. And we do it without making major changes. We do it without, you know, chucking it all and moving to Bali, like in my intro, if you listen to it. There's so many times we just want to like be done. But the thing is everything around us gives us a glimpse of what God has for us. So that's, we take you right where you are and show you that you are right where you need to be, but with removing the things that no longer serve you, or removing the things that don't matter, or removing the expectations and the limitations you put on yourself, we can actually change and make these great changes in our lives, and we feel lighter and we feel more empowered to step into who we're called to be. So join Shine. We're changing a little bit. I am actually going to close the doors of Shine on December 20th. So now is the time to get into the membership if you want to. They will not open again until March. I love pouring into my people. I love diving in, and I've realized that if I leave it open, I'm not actually able to spend the time getting to know everyone in the group that I want to. So I'm going to try something new. And so as a bonus, fast action bonus, if you get in by November 10th, I have a bonus for you. It's, we're going to talk about, okay, trying to find the right words here. I have a title for it. The gist of it is that how we're doing intentions wrong and how to properly use intentions to get the holiday we want, to get the Thanksgiving, the Christmas, the holiday season that we want, we desire, that we, the experience we want, using intentions properly. And so if you joined, that's the only way. It's for Shine members. If you're already a Shine member, you get this bonus. Just so you know, once you're in, any bonus I offer, you automatically get them. But this will be if you join before November 10th. I do have another bonus that I'm going to share later, that from November 10th to December 20th. But you don't want to miss this one, because the second bonus actually build, like, it's separate, but together. You can go to one of them, but why go to one of them when you can go to both of them? So join and come and hang out with us as we're building this, as we're going. I shared on my Facebook page the journey that Shine is going in, and how this awakening awareness, how when we start looking at what got us here and the themes of our life, and we start to look at what God wants for us, we can grow and we can make an impact right where we are. So join Shine. If you're interested in going deeper and you want to go, you're just like, okay, Tammy, I want to go faster, or I just want one-on-one. I just want to, like, let's focus on getting all these things removed and getting my, and I want in my impact to be greater, then DM me, reach out to me, get onto my website, or I have a Calendly link in the show notes. Get on my calendar. Let's talk. Your personalized next step, 20 minutes. Typically goes 30, because we get talking and just the, you know, but you'll walk away with the next step, whether you work with me or not. But I will show you how coaching and that accountability, and it will help you take everything you already know, put it through the lens of how God created you, and then make it work. How to figure out what you want and how to get it. So with that, friend, I really hope to see you in Shine. I've got some really exciting things planned between now and March, and then I will again open the doors up again in March. So if you are not ready to join, not ready to commit, my daughter's coming out, just wait. But if you're not ready to commit, that's okay. And remember, you can cancel any time, you just can't get in any time. So join Shine, reach out to me, and let's do this thing called life together. So with that, friend, choose joy. Until joy chooses you.